Zok the Hilga Mishnah Vaiter Masechtes Nedarim Perik Tes Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Meir says, Yesh Dvarim Shehen Kinoilid. There are certain things that are similar to Noilid. Noilid again means that we're talking about something that changed after he made the Neder. The Einan. But Lamaisa, they don't have the din of Noilid. You could use it as a Pesach. In the previous Mishnah we learned, just to quickly chazer over, that if I go to a Chacham and I say, can you please be matir my nether? So Chacham is going to say, did you know when you made the nether that this was the case? No, I didn't know that. Oh, the whole nether was a mistake. That's called a Pesach. But it has to be something I didn't know about while I made the nether, not something that happened afterwards. If it only happened afterwards, that's called Noila. And that was a Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. So now Rav Meir tells us, yesh dvarim shein kin noilad, but ve'einan kin noilad. It looks like noilad, it looks like something that happened afterwards, but really it's not, and you could use it as a Pesach. Ve'ein chachamim moidim lai, the chachamim do not agree with Rav Meir. They say, no, even those things have a din of noilad, and you cannot use it as a Pesach. Ketzad, what are we talking about? Can you illustrate this case? Zakta Mishnah, Omer, someone says, koinim she'eini noisa es ploinis. Koinim, that I shall not marry so-and-so. And he says, why? He doesn't want to marry her. Shavia ra, because her father is evil. Omrulai, then they told him after a while, Mace, her father died. Aisha asa tshuva, or he did tshuva. He's no longer bad. Or suppose he says, koinim lebaya ze she'eini nichnas. Koinim, I shall not enter this house. You know why? Shakelav rabesaychai. There's a dangerous dog inside. There's a snake inside. Omrulai, they said to him, Mesa Kelev, the dog died. Oshanerega Nachash, the snake was killed. These cases are in Kenoilad, ve'einan Kenoilad. In a way it is like Noilad, in a way it's not. In a way it is like Noilad, because Lemaisa, something changed after the Neder. Before the Neder, the father was bad. After the Neder, either he's not here or he turned good. That changed afterwards. But in a way, the Einam Kenoilad, they're not like Noilad, at least according to Rav Meir, because he said at the time of the Neder that the reason he doesn't want to marry her is because her father is bad, or that, you know, the reason he doesn't want to go into the house is because there's a dangerous dog inside. So it's as if he said that the Neder is based on those factors, but if those factors are removed, then the Neder should also be removed. But the Ein Chachamim Moedim Lai, the Chachamim don't agree with her Meir, the Chachamim hold that even if he explained the reason for his Neder, we still can't use this as a Pesach. So two things. There is a Yerushalmi that has a different Girsa. According to the Girsa and the Yerushalmi, it says, the Chachamim Moedim Lai, the Chachamim agree with her Meir. He clearly spells out why he's making the Neder, and that reason is no longer in existence. It doesn't bother me that it happened afterwards. The Yerushalmi also says, so much so that it wouldn't even necessitate Hatar. You don't even have to go to the Chacham. If he says the reason he doesn't want to marry her is because her father is bad, the reason he doesn't want to go into the house is because there's a dangerous dog. So if the reason goes away, automatically, the Neder goes away.